Mr. Chairman, when looking at how you can help to achieve timely preparations for the implementation of the provisions of Article 7, we feel it appropriate to work on the basis of the development of the negotiating process within the treaty and also the experience of the relevant international organizations. In this respect, the provision of the draft protocol to the treaty and the Convention on Chemical Weapons in practice are almost identical, and the states' parties can select three options for implementing their obligations. The first, financial contributions targeted to the special fund. Second, concluding an agreement with the international organization to implement the convention. And third, declaration of any sort of assistance which can be submitted when this article of the convention is triggered. Now, since the International Organization for Implementation of the Treaty at the moment is lacking, we don't have one, that option is for the time being not under consideration. Option two, I am talking about. At the same time, variants options one and three, the way we see it, are fully applicable to the current situation and could be further developed as possible means of helping to further improve, implement Article 7. If the financial contributions track to the special fund were to be adopted, this could be paid into a special account set up for that purpose and could be flexibly managed by the organization. The resources thus accumulated, were the Security Council to adopt a decision under Article 7, could be targeted to assistance to a suffering to a state suffering an attack. The information on the state of the account could be included in this Article 7 database and annual reporting on the activities of the ISU. As for the third option, it could be used in particular for introducing information into the database about national rapid reaction units, which would be able in good time to be deployed in the first echelon of protection from biological weapons. Recent experience in fighting Ebola shows how appropriate and timely this concept is and includes examples of successful actions in the field for units operating from the Russian Federation, China, European Union countries, and others. In the light of the knowledge we've developed a concept for use of mobile medical biological units which could provide assistance if biological weapons had been used to investigate their use and to help to fight various forms and origins of epidemics. In the context of implementation of Article 7, triggering these units would be among the preventive, diagnostic, and/or therapeutic and medical measures of protection from biological weapons. It's notable that the idea of integrated mobile units in the work of the relevant international structures is becoming something we have an increasing need for. By way of example, you could refer to the development of a rapid reaction unit for the provision of assistance in the case of the use of chemical weapons under the Chemical Weapons Convention. And it could be noted that in structural terms, some of the functions of the group would overlap with the Russian initiative on the use of mobile units in implementing Article 7 of our convention. Similar developments carried out by the CWC could be taken into account mutatis mutandis when we're looking at how to further develop the mechanism under the BWC for protection from biological weapons. We also need to emphasize the fact that the concept and design of mobile units provides for their functioning and also for training foreign states specialists into operating under emergency situations of a biological nature, and thus would help to create and boost local epidemiological opportunities and capacity. The way we see it, this work area for their use could become especially necessary among states parties to the BWC. Mr. Chairman, an important area for ensuring readiness for providing assistance to states undergoing the use of biological weapons could well be regular training and maneuvers. And during them, you could develop various elements in order to boost the potential of states' parties, including those included in the database under Article 7 and the coordination with the relevant international organizations. Improving the mechanism for implementing Article 7 agreed upon by all states' parties to the convention might also require an expansion in the functions and an increase in staffing of the ISU. We would think it possible to come up with some sort of recommendation to involve the ISU in acting on the instructions of states parties to undertake other additional functions. If that were the case, states parties would need to set up a control body in order to coordinate and monitor the programmed activities of the ISU for the next 5-year period. I thank you.